at that temperature out there. But anyway, praise God, praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, you know we just love talking to one another, but more importantly, we love getting up and talking to you and having fellowship with you here on the TMC call. Father, we thank you so much for getting us up this morning in our right minds. Father, we thank you so much for our founders of the TMC call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank and praise you just for how they held tight and were tenacious to the vision that you had and then birthed it forth, O Lord. So, Father, we ask for tsunami blessings in their life, Lord, that your power, your love, your grace, your mercy, your protection, your creativity, your favor overpowers them and their families, Lord. And whatever they touch, let it prosper. Father, we thank you for our speaker who's going to bring a word we know is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers today. Now, Father, we thank you for doing the exceedingly above and beyond all the speaker could ever think, according or imagine, according to the power that's already in the speaker. Father, bless the speaker. Bless their going out and coming in. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We thank you for each and every team member who has joined us this morning. You know what we all stand in need of, Lord, and so we thank you. We bind Satan in Jesus' name, and this call will go forth with clarity, and we have listening ears, and we are willing and doing beings. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, today's tagline is touch somebody. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, because as we know what we're going through in this world, from the White House, a touch is what is needed from the Lord. We give you, we thank you for joining us. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some y'all. And I can say y'all because I'm down here in the South. All righty. Praise the Lord. Are you there, our host? God bless you.
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, our beautiful Silver Fox, God bless you, and the floor is yours.
Well, good morning, and thank you for that wonderful tagline, Touch Us, Lord. And thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning in this telecommunication sanctuary and opening us up with that powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming again each and every one to the call. And if you will allow me, I'd like to give a little history on this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And with that scripture, we were given a mission statement. And that statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And there is a website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. So the theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural, expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to become a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Willa did so faithfully this morning, or as a host, as I am doing now, or God has given you a word to share to his people, maybe you just have a praise report or a prayer request, we are asking you to contact us and submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And there, Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer general, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our prayer general,
our Mother Eagle will get back with you. And what brought us all together is this phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist International, better known as Artist Life, which was established by the De Leon family over 28 years ago. It's a common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products, as Minister Brenda would like to say, this side of heaven, to help the world become healthy and wealthy and change lives every day. So share this call with family, friends, and those that you meet. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live call or on the playback calls? There is a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts, and you will be joined into the call, again, at no charge. So share this information with your team members and your prospects and those that would like to join us on the Master's Call in the morning. Immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call. It's held every Monday through Friday right after this call and is conducted by a great team of leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Leadership Tuesday, so go over at 8:30 this morning and join them on the new Morning Motivational Call. Now, the stage has been set, the carpet rolled out for you at the 2018 Artist Life Extravaganza, March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Los Angeles, California. And there will be a Sunday morning worship service at the event. And if you would like to volunteer to serve at that Sunday morning worship, please email your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. Now remember, early bird registration of $29 will soon be increased. So contact Artist Life today and get registered. Come and celebrate and take your business to new heights. Will I see you there? Well, I'm going to get out of the way right now and introduce our speaker of the hour. He is no stranger to themasterscall.net. Our speaker this morning is Pastor Everett Thomas. And Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized, born believer, and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron has led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary and is a longtime board member of the Downriver YMCA. He is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Minister Alliance and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years, and his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. Pastor Everett, I would like to introduce to some and present to others our speaker, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Well, God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you. Thank you for the warm introduction. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Everything that he's given us, we should treasure and thank God for, especially this new day. I want to give thanks for Minister Willer for opening up and acknowledging Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon for this opportunity for sharing on today. I'd like to invite attention to the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, and the first 8 verses, reading from the Amplified Version. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, and takes away. And he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit, to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teaching I have discussed with you. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. If you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you, and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. When you bear, produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. I'd like to ask ourselves a question as our subject today. How fruity are we? How fruity are we? Are we bearing much fruit to glorify God, or are we not bearing the kind of fruit that he desires us to bear? In Palestine, where Jesus lived, vine dressing was a prominent occupation. Although much people were not vineyard or vineyard keepers, they were familiar with that line of work. In this environment, Jesus made his last great I am statement. I am the true vine, he said, and my Father is the gardener, the vine dresser. Vines were grown on terraces and required a lot of attention. The young vine was not allowed to bear fruit within the first 3 years. It was pruned drastically to develop a strong root system. Even after the vine began to bear grapes, it was still pruned because some branches would produce fruit while others were only sucklings that sapped the vine of its strength and productivity. And to the setting, Jesus gave a dramatic lesson about those who claim to be followers of God. Jesus is the only true vine. His Father is the gardener, and we are the branches. Let's look at each statement and see what truth they have for us. We're going to look at, first of all, Jesus is the only true vine, and Father is the vine dresser. And number three, we are the branches. The vine is the means of life for the branches. The roots gather water and nutrients from the earth, and these flow through the vine and give life to the branches. Apart from the vine, the branches will wither and die. No fruit will be produced on any branch that detaches itself or is broken off from the vine. Some persons claim to be Christians, but seek to receive their Christian growth from a variety of sources. It's not that they cut themselves off completely from Christ. They want to be nurtured by Jesus, but they also want to receive sustenance from other sources. They try to have an attachment with more than one vine, so to speak. They want eternal life from Jesus, success from their business, happiness from a bottle of booze or drugs, love from more sexual relations, security from the government, and healing from medicine. They are people of divided loyalties and splintered commitments. Jesus says, I am the only true vine. Jesus offers not only eternal life, but true success, true happiness, true love, genuine security, and healing for body and soul. This is not to say that you should not find satisfaction in your business or healing from a physician. It is to say that when your love relationship is in line with your faith in Jesus, you have a more secure chance of real success. Jesus is the guideline for solid business ethics. He is the foundation of good government. He is the doctor's teacher and nurse's aide. Jesus is the true vine. He is the true foundation of all that is good and wholesome about life. Then the Father is a divine dresser. If a branch could think, it would still be different or difficult, shall I say, for it to comprehend the overall scheme of the gardener. Gardeners just know much more than branches. The statement is not intended to be overly simplistic. It is intended to be instructional. Sometimes we forget who God is and who we are. Like Adam and Eve, we want to believe that we either know as much as God or that we should have the right to know as much as God. If the branch could think aloud, it might wonder why the vine dresser would not allow it to bear fruit for the first 3 years. Why all this pruning? If the vine is put here to bear grapes, then why does he hinder it or hold it back? None of this pruning makes sense to a branch. Looking at the vineyard in this fashion might help us to bear appreciation for the role of God in our lives. An overall plan of God is necessary to prepare the follower for his role as bearer of fruit. Abraham began his work for God late in life. Still later, when he was 100, Abraham's son Isaac was born. Moses was 80 when God met him at the burning bush. David was 30 when he became king. Jesus was about 30. When he began his ministry, Saul of Tarsus was already out with rabbinical training when he met Christ on the road to Damascus. It was another 14 years before he was accepted by the early church, yet most of us want to begin sharing the good news of Christ before God's Spirit has properly trained us. Some Christians use this as a weak excuse for never serving as an active witness for Christ. We need to recognize the wisdom in God's plan for a fruitful branch. How fruitful are we? How fruitful are you? That period of preparation is to be where God can mold us, teach us, and train us in his word. No branch of follow Christ will ever be an effective branch until he or she comes under the discipline and instruction of God. The vine dresser cultivates the vine so that good fruit will grow on the branch. His sole objective is to care for the vine and the branch. We must trust him to lead us. Third point is we are the branches. Branches are the fruit-bearing part of the grapevine. Apart from the vine, they cannot bear fruit, and thus are withering sticks suitable only for burning. As we have seen, some branches that do not bear fruit are cut off from the vine. But what about the branches that remain? Jesus reminds us, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Society is filled with plans for the social betterment of humanity. Most of these are launched from humanitarian philosophic instead of from Christ. But the world will only be changed by changing people. If we change only the environment, working conditions, and human rights, we still have not dealt with the basic problem of human sin. Jesus is a source of strength for his followers. All of his gospel must be preached and acted on. This is no need for a debate about social ethics and evangelistic zeal. Christians should feed the body as well as the soul. It is not a case of either or. This balanced gospel finds its source in Jesus and will bear much fruit. How fruity are you? Another thing for Christians to remember about bearing fruit is that a lot of green branches, they grow and does not necessarily equate up a lot of fruit. The ministry of the church today has never been more active. If things around the church slow down, we usually just grind out another activity with the hope of rejuvenated participation. Activity does not equal spiritual growth. Sometimes churches are so busy in the new gymnasium that they have no time to be in the neighborhood. It is not that recreation is not important, but it hardly stands on a par with the conversion of the lost or the teaching of God's word. Youth ministries often benefit from recreation, but not at the expense of enlistment of new disciples. Again, we see the need for balance. The church should have both activity and growth, not one or the other. Our ultimate goal is to bear more fruit. Again, how fruity are we? Are we bearing much fruit? So we come to the end of the great I Am sayings of Jesus. Here, the last sermon is a message for the church. Jesus is the true vine, God the Father is the gardener, and we are the branches. I know how well the true vine functions. I also know how well the gardener does his work. But the question that is still to be answered is, how well do the branch bear fruit? How fruity are we? In other words, are you a fruit-bearing branch? Do you abide in Christ and receive your strength from him? If you do not, perhaps now is the time to set matters right and become the kind of branch you were saved to be. So my brother and my sister, how fruity are you? How many people have we witnessed to lately? Understanding that the world will never be a better place unless folks' lives have been impacted by the gospel. In other words, lives must change. There must be a change. If the heart is not right in a person, that person would not be right. It has to be a change of heart. I'm not negating the necessity of government. But it doesn't matter who's in the White House, but who is in our house is really the key factor. We must understand that it's about making disciples, not just making converts or members of a particular church. But God left on record and commanded, not suggested, that we go and make disciples. It's not enough just to be about our business, but we must be about our Father's business. How fruity are we? Are we really in the fruit-making business? Are we really bringing souls into God's kingdom? This new year, we must start afresh and saying, God, I know we may not have done much last year in the areas of being fruity, but I decree and declare, God, much fruit will going to be brought forth to your glory and honor this year like never before. So my question is, how fruity are we today? We can be free, amen. We can be fruit bearers, but we must also understand that without Christ, we cannot do nothing. God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Jackie. That's it. That's all I have.
Can you hear me, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I can you now.
Okay. Thank you for that powerful, powerful word this morning. And shortly I'll call you back for our close after a few announcements for our benediction. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for your minister this morning. We thank you for the word that he has brought to us, reminding us that we have to be live branches producing fruit, being very fruity. He asked us, God, how fruity are we? God, we come before you today. We come before you today and asking you to touch us, Lord, as we seek your face to become that fruitful vine that we should be out in the marketplace, to be the fruit-bearing branches, to help us to be change agents, bringing forth much fruit. We thank you for his word. We thank you for his pouring out to us. We ask you to restore in him your virtue, God, that he can continue to share the word, be the word, and live the word, so that he can bring forth many, many disciples, God. We thank you, God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, how they branched out and started this call, God, which brought us all together so we can share your word each and every morning. We thank you for Artist Life, that fruitful company that brought us all together so that we can worship you in unity together each and every morning. And God, for those prayer requests, we cover all your prayer requests with your blood. For those that are seeking healing, God, we know that you are a healer. For those that have disruption in their homes, God, we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, and you can bring peace in those families. For those that need financial healing, God, we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, and you are our provider. God, we ask you to even lift the hearts of the bereaved family as their loved ones have gone on to be with you. Heal those hearts, God. Replace them with your love, that hurt with your love, God. We're asking right now in your name, Jesus. And as the TM family as a whole, God, continue your anointing over each and every person on this line. Whatever their needs are, God, you know. And we know that you are able and you will provide whatever is needed. God, we thank you for everyone that has joined us this morning and those that will join us in the future. We cover this prayer right now in your blood, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So to hear the playback of this powerful message, you may call 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And please join us immediately following this call for the new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating everyone this morning with that opening prayer and that powerful tagline, touch us, Lord, because we need a touch from him right now. And thank you again, Minister Everett Thomas, for that powerful message this morning, that we shall be fruity. Would you come now and give us our morning benediction?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you his kindness. May he have mercy on you. May the Lord watch over you and give you peace henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.